Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Managing Director for the Kelowna Historical Society, Nancy Roth, to talk about Kelowna Museum Week next week to celebrate 50 years. So the Kelowna Historical Society is celebrating 50 years this year, a huge milestone. Can you educate me a little bit on the history of the Kelowna Historical Society?
We got started actually way back in 1969, and that was with the relocation of our train depot. The train depot back then was going to get torn down because we were no longer using the train tracks that were going through our town, so that was common that they just went ahead and took the train depots and knocked them down also because the railways owned the depots. So we actually had our local women's group that decided that they wanted to save our train depot. So that is how we got started 50 years ago.
So what kind of museums and facilities are available in Kelowna for people to learn about the history and kind of where their community came from?
We actually offer 12 buildings that originated within the Kelowna area. Anything from our train depot, we have a church house. We have a one-room schoolhouse, and then many other buildings. Each of the buildings were moved in, so even the big church house that was moved in, in 1984. That was actually our last historical building moved in. But all of our buildings then have been preserved and then have different artifacts within each building that tell a little bit of history about the building.
And then for the week-long of activities starting July 8th, what are you looking forward to the most, or what are you most excited about?
I think the whole week's going to be fun. Just real quickly, we're going to, on the 8th is the Monday, we're going to do Family Day. Tuesday, we are going to have a historical scavenger hunt, which is going to involve history of some of the original businesses that used to be in the downtown area. So, you know, people that kind of remember what the history was about and what business used to be in the downtown, I think would have fun doing it. But I think people that don't know about it are going to learn a lot by doing the scavenger hunt. Wednesday, we are going to have history of tent revivals. So we're actually going to have a little tent revival of our own and talk about it, have, you know, things that they used to do at tent revivals involved, and do a little bake sale. Thursday, we're going to involve all of you quilters out there. We are going to do a quilting bee here at the museum. So whether you quilt or you want to learn to quilt, you know, come join us. We've got area church ladies with their quilts are going to come in. We've got a couple quilt guilds in the area that are going to come in, and we're going to just quilt all day. And then Friday, we are doing a golf benefit out at the Kelowna Golf Course. And I absolutely know nothing about golf, so I think I'm going to learn a lot that day. But we will be having different teams being able to sign up. We're looking for sponsorships. Should be a really fun day. So that's going to be the week. I think it's full of a lot of different activities that everybody can enjoy.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Managing Director for the Kelowna Historical Society, Nancy Roth, to talk about their 50th anniversary celebration next week. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.